USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that the U.S. has seen a consistent downward trend in COVID cases over the last few months. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said during a Senate hearing on Tuesday that average daily cases and deaths have fallen by more than 70% since January. On Monday, the average new cases per day fell below 40,000 for the first time since September. Dr. Amesh Adalja says cases will become more rare as more people become fully vaccinated. The infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University tells CBS News that the U.S. is seeing the same trends experienced by highly vaccinated countries.
When you look at countries that are highly vaccinated, like Israel, when they crossed about 40% of their population fully vaccinated, they basically saw cases plummet, and the cases have not come back up, even in the face of more worrisome variants. So I do think as we close in on 40%, and I think we're around 33% or so, we will likely see this trajectory continue.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Violence continues to escalate in Israel as Hamas militants fired rockets at Tel Aviv from Gaza Tuesday, with Israeli Defense Forces responding with airstrikes. At least 30 people have been killed in the exchanges. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyk believes tensions will continue to escalate. He tells CNBC that Israel will do what it feels it needs to in order to get Hamas to stop firing rockets at Israeli cities.
The Israelis are seeking now to try to reestablish the deterrence that they had that lasted for about 6 years. And prevented these rocket attacks, for the most part, from landing on Israeli cities. And they won't be content to call this off until they've inflicted enough pain on Hamas to get them to stop that rocket fire. Hamas, on the other hand, is going to respond by attacking Israeli cities indiscriminately with these rockets to try to show that they will not be deterred by Israel and to champion the Palestinian cause.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Some are condemning the Biden administration for failing to name an ambassador to Israel who could have been able to defuse tensions in the Middle East before all the violence erupted. John Clemens reports.
State Department spokesman Ned Price was questioned about at least a special envoy for the troubled region to promote the administration's call for a two-state solution.
It would preserve Israel's identity as a Jewish and democratic state. It would fulfill the legitimate aspirations of the Palestinian people for sovereignty and dignity in a state of their own.
Hamas would not be part of that proposal.
Our policy vis-a-vis Hamas is very clear. Hamas is a foreign terrorist organization, and it will be treated as such.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And the winner of the Kentucky Derby will be allowed to run for the second jewel in the Triple Crown. Officials for the Preakness Stakes announced Tuesday they would allow Medina Spirit to run in Saturday's race, after a failed drug test following the Derby. The horse's trainer, Bob Baffert, reached an agreement with race officials that allows for extra drug testing of Medina Spirit, and the two other Baffert-trained horses entered in races at Pimlico this weekend. Medina Spirit is the morning line favorite to take Saturday's Preakness Stakes, drawing the number three post for the 10-horse race. And actor Norman Lloyd, best known for roles in TV's Saint Elsewhere and films like Alfred Hitchcock's Saboteur, has died. Lloyd's acting credits stretch back to 1939's The Streets of New York through his appearance in 2005's Trainwreck. Lloyd was 106. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.